back in on the drive. You know what? I'm going to leave it up to Speck Bayless, a.k.a. Mr. I Hate Everything. I propose two things. I would like to take callers of people that were planning to go to Mexico. I'd like to take those people. Or we could just take calls on people who want to comment on the game switch. Speck Bayless, a.k.a. Mr. I Hate Everything.
Love you too, Carrington.
A.k.a. The Text Line Hates Me. What do you think?
I want to hear from people who book flights because they're not going to get that money back.
Okay.
Can they do like a class act? I don't know my legal stuff well enough, but if you like get a group of people together large enough, you can do something. And I think the NFL is going to, if they're going to take care of their fan base, they ought to at least do that. It's a multi-conglomerate, kajillion-dollar business. They can at least take care of the people that actually book tickets, and we're going to go down to Mexico City and take a vacation to watch this game.
Amy Trask, who used to work for the Raiders, tweeted 6 hours ago, those who bought tickets would get refunds, and there's business interruption and other assurance to assist with reimbursements, etc. So I think you get your money back for the tickets. I'm not sure you're getting all your money back you booked on one of the numerous flight carriers down to Mexico City.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case. So we'll take callers, 913-576-7610. Because I'm curious for people that bought tickets, hotel, made a plan to go. I know people that were planning to go to Mexico. It sucks. I feel bad for those people. Like, I feel genuinely bad for those people. It ain't like going to Mexico in this scenario and all the things you had to go through is cheap. At least cost you $1,000 to try to go see what you were thinking were a once-in-a-lifetime scenario to see your team play. On the text line, people keep asking this question. The game is going to be played at the exact same time. Just because the game is being moved, they are not changing the game time. It will still be on 7:15 on ESPN, or I assume ABC is covering. I don't know, but I assume like most Monday Night Football games, it will be covered.
Like the ABC affiliate, if they want to carry it in the market, they got to pay for
it.
The local ABC affiliate can pay for it and have it on ABC, and then they'll get monster ratings, great lead-ins to their news.
So, of course, they're going to pay for it when it comes to this. Someone on the text line says, so why don't both teams who have a bye week after, how about they give both of those teams a bye week and play in 2 weeks? That's over. It's done. We're done with that conversation.
Yeah.
The game is going to be played in Los Angeles. Any of your solutions when it comes to, well, this is what they should do, they've decided what they're going to do. They're not playing the game in Mexico City. That is the right decision in my mind, even though it is an inconvenience for the players. I'm curious on this. I actually think this is a good thing for the Rams. I don't think it's a bad thing for the Chiefs necessarily because of the field, but I don't really think the whole the Rams went one day to Denver, Colorado, and now they're going back to play in a situation that they're familiar with is a bad thing for. I'd have the same opinion if it was the Chiefs. Like, think about if it was vice versa. If this was a Chiefs home game.
Yeah.
So they flew to Denver, Colorado on Monday. They were there all day Monday and Tuesday. Then they flew back to Kansas City to play the biggest game of the season at home at Arrowhead. I would be like, man, that big disadvantage that one day that they had. No. Chiefs don't practice today. Chiefs don't practice tomorrow. They don't really start ramping up until Thursday. So the one day that they're in Denver, Colorado means absolutely nothing to me. This is now a true home game for the Los Angeles Rams. I saw this on Twitter. Inspector said they actually just took it off the books. Vegas is giving the Rams, they are a bigger favorite now than they were when the game was at a neutral site. So according to the Las Vegas Sportsbook, if the Chiefs and Rams game was moved to Los Angeles, the Rams would go from 2.5-point favorites to 3.5 or 4-point favorites, but the total will remain at 63.5. This is an advantage for the Rams to now be playing at home as opposed to playing on the neutral site. So for the Rams, this is a good thing. I bet if you ask every single player on that team that's in Denver, Colorado, where would you rather play this game at, Mexico City or go back home to Los Angeles? Every single player is picking to go back to Los Angeles. So this is a good thing for the Rams.
I mean, I think it's an inconvenience for the Rams because if you're going to go to Colorado, train, and then go to Mexico City, it's a pain in the ass because now you got to fly all the way back to L.A. and do this stuff, right? But the other part of that is, too, is instead of being away from home for a full week, you get to go back home for the week, and you're playing against. I do think it's an advantage for the Chiefs, too, because now they don't have to deal with playing at altitude where the Rams are actually trying to get ready for this thing. I think it's a wash. I mean, it's a wash. It's a road game for the Chiefs. It was going to be tough against the Rams anyway.
Of course.
So it's at least the Chiefs don't have to, you know, be on hyper speed to get used to altitude now. They just go to L.A.
Yeah, someone on the text line says, I disagree. The extra travel day will have an impact, man. That extra travel day is happening on Tuesday. Yeah, like, yeah, I also have an extra day
to get ready for the game, and they're playing on a Monday, not Sunday.
I mean, so you're telling me if they leave today and they get back to Los Angeles tonight, then that's a negative for the Rams? I don't think that has any effect on the game whatsoever. My guy, Ryan Hall, was actually going to the game. We'll talk to him. We'll welcome him onto the drive. Ryan, how you doing, man?
I mean, how am I supposed to be doing right now, C-Dot? Honestly, I think, like, if I'm trying to make light of the situation, I kind of feel like the Chiefs lost a home game here because I think that there were going to be a tremendous number of Chiefs fans down in Mexico City. And that's not to say that they won't show out. Hey, but, like, the Coliseum is not a home game for the Rams. I mean, I don't think that they have this huge fan base that suddenly, like, it's going to make some big difference. We looked at what it would cost to try to change flights. I mean, when you've got, you know, guys in their 30s trying to travel down to this game, we're doing it as cheap as possible. So the flights are just non-refundable. And to switch everything just to get to Los Angeles instead of Mexico City was going to be like $800 per person.
Ryan, can I ask you how much money did you got? How much money did you have in this deal? And I mean, how much money have you spent to get down there to do this trip?
Well, I mean, we'll be refunded for the game tickets, and I mean, we technically like could cancel the Airbnb and just be out the flights, which would probably be, I think it's like close to $500 per person. But we're just gonna go. And, you know, hope to have a good time while we're down there. And I think that there are going to be still a lot of Chiefs fans that are like, screw it, let's just go. And, you know, we'll be watching the game at some random bar in Mexico City, hopefully, you know, painted red with a bunch of Chiefs fans.
Thanks, Ryan, man. Really appreciate you calling in today. That is our guy, Ryan Hall. Want to get to this phone call. Derek was in a very similar situation. Derek, go ahead, man. You're on the drive.
Yeah, like you said, the tickets will be refunded. It's funny because the website says they'll refund the tickets, but the fees that they charge, we don't get that back.
Of course not. what a hustle.
Yeah, but like Ryan said, if my wife and I, we're still going. Flights are not, you know, they're non-refundable, so we'll be hanging out in Mexico City for the weekend. We're leaving Friday. We'll be coming back Tuesday. I would say if, I don't know, if Ariel had prior to somebody can, you know, do something on Twitter and let people know where, you know, where Chiefs fans are going to be watching. That would be really cool. And like I said, we got Airbnb. We got, you know, little excursion books and stuff. So we're just going to spend 4 days in Mexico. It sucks that we don't get to see the Chiefs live. You know, I had this thing circled ever since the trade happened. And then they announced the game against the Rams with the Mark Peters trade. I was like, oh, yeah, I will be there. But that's the only thing that's going to suck about it. I'm not going to be able to see that game live. But we'll be in Mexico and it is what it is.
Derek, if you had to, not trying to count anybody's pockets, how much did it cost for you and your wife to go down to Mexico?
Yeah, so with the tickets and everything, it was about $1,500. We had some lower-level seats. They were about $186 a piece. We actually bought four because I had, you know, had a couple of friends going with us. But, yeah, so, you know, the flight was about $324 round trip, and then we got our B&B for like $300. So, yeah, it's like I said, we get the bulk of it back on the ticket sale. But like I said, we're just going to be spending some time in Mexico.
Well, thanks, Derek, man. Appreciate you calling today. It's just, I mean, I know you can turn it around. You can still have a really good time. You're going down there with your friends. You're going down there with your family, going down with your wife. You could certainly still have a good time. Just disappointing. I mean, this is the game of the season this year in the NFL to not be able to see it live when you had been planning the entire NFL season. Then you see MVP on one side and Patrick Mahomes, possible MVP on the other side when it comes to Jared Goff and Todd Gurley, the two best teams in the NFL, to not be able to see it and then spend $1,500, $1,600 to go out there and see it. Just very, very disappointing, I bet, as a fan.
Yeah, you know, but you just got to kind of make the best of it. And I like the attitude of the people that we had, Ryan and Derek, man. Screw it, I'm going to go to Mexico City, we're going to go to a bar, we're going to have a blast, and we're going to watch this game. I mean, it's something they'll never forget, but it is a pain in the ass because you were going to see, I mean, 85,000 people is what that stadium holds. You're in Mexico City, and it's the Chiefs and it's the Rams with 2-9-1 teams. I mean, what an experience. But, yeah, it's, the money part of it to me is the irritating thing, you know, for people. I mean, that just sucks. You know, there's a lot of people that save a little cash to try to make a trip down there and do that and do something really fun And then the NFL and the stadium can't get their stuff together. You know, and they didn't do their job on this thing. They didn't do it right. And that's why I think the NFL should refund a lot of these people. I know they probably won't. You'll get your tickets back. But at the same time, you decided that you're going to play this game in Mexico City in a different country. It was going to be really cool. And it's the Rams and it's the Chiefs. And it turns out both teams are 9-1. You got stars all over the place. Your fans are willing to travel to go down there and do that. And you couldn't get your stuff together. Neither could the stadium. And now these people are out a lot of this money. It's just wrong.
Text line 69306. I won't say I'm surprised by this. This seems to be like a common sentiment right now on the text line. You guys are wrong. Traveling affects them in ways unforeseen until game day. The Chiefs are going to kill the Rams because of this. Andy Reid is already out coaching the Rams. Someone else says, you know who this impacts, the Rams. They are already in Colorado training for the altitude. Another texter, this gives the Chiefs a clear advantage over the Rams.
What?
Maybe I'm wrong. I say this a lot. I don't know. The Rams have already played in Denver earlier this season. They played the Broncos in Denver, same as the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's still early in the week. I would be on the text line side if this had happened Saturday, that they announced on Saturday, hey, we're not playing that game in Mexico. You got to turn around 24 hours and you're going to play this game here. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's not a thing. Like, it's an inconvenience is all it is.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a pain in the ass, but it's not going to give the Rams an edge over the Chiefs, all right? It's Tuesday. Are they in Colorado now? Do we know that?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so they're already there. So now they got to fly back. And what do you got, 4 days to get ready for this game? And you're at home? And you're sleeping in your own bed? No, it's not. I mean, to me, if anything, it's an advantage for the Rams.
Yeah, because, I mean...
But it's not a tremendous advantage. It's just an inconvenience.
I don't really think... I just feel like that part of it, the fact that the Rams are in Colorado right now and flying back to Los Angeles, it's just a neutral when it comes to this.
Yeah.
It's not like the Chiefs are having an extra practice day tomorrow. The Chiefs are not going to practice tomorrow. They practice on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in preparation for... So they were not going to practice in altitude. They were going to fly to Mexico City. So now if you're the Rams, you find this information out, you're doing everything, maybe you fly back private to Los Angeles today. You get a rest tomorrow, so you don't practice Wednesday, same as the Chiefs. Thursday, let's get to it. Let's start preparation. Back at home, sleep in our own beds, get ready for the game on Sunday.
It's an advantage for the Rams, I think.
I just don't think that it matters either way on either side. Like, I certainly would love someone to explain to me how this is some great advantage for the Chiefs. Maybe the Chiefs win this game. Certainly possible. It was basically a coin flip. The Rams have a little bit of an advantage now that it's in their home stadium. I just don't think it really matters one way or the other.
No, it's just an inconvenience for the Rams. If anything, I think it helps them because they don't have to travel. They get to go home and stay. They get to practice their own facility. You know, I know there's wildfires out there. I don't know how that's going to affect them, but for the moment, I mean, they're back home. You know, instead of in Colorado, instead of in a hotel. You know, it's one day of travel on a week where you had an extra day anyway.
We will actually continue this conversation on the other side. If you missed it, the breaking news. Chiefs and Rams, the biggest game so far this year in the NFL, will not be played in Mexico City. The NFL made the announcement to move it back to Los Angeles. We'll keep the conversation going. Coming up, it's The Drive. Back in on The Drive, an interesting conversation has kind of spun from the text line. The text line thinks that the move is going to be good for the Kansas City Chiefs because, if you guys have missed it, the Rams are already in Denver. So the Rams made the choice to practice in Denver, Colorado in preparation for the elevation. The Chiefs made the decision to stay at home and not prepare for the elevation. The game has now been moved from Mexico City back to Los Angeles. It seems like it's a consensus on the text line that they think this gives the Chiefs a little bit of an advantage. Someone on the text line says, Carrington, traveling puts wear and tear on your body. The Rams flying to Denver, being in that higher altitude for a day, and then flying back to Los Angeles puts more wear and tear on the Rams players' bodies. Sure, they would have time to recover between now and Monday, but still, you never know how your body will react after flying. Well, we got a little bit of information right now from the Rams beat writer that says... The Rams left Monday for a week of altitude training practice in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Then were scheduled to fly Sunday to Mexico City. A team source tells me that the Rams will remain in Colorado Springs until at least Saturday. I don't think this has a major play on the game. I don't really think it has any effect on the game whatsoever.
I wonder what the wildfires in Southern California had to do with this.
Maybe I think that has an effect on the game.
Yeah, instead of going out there and practicing and having to breathe smoke and do all that crap. We brought everything to Colorado Springs. Let's just practice here. We set up camp here, and we'll go back on Saturday.
But maybe I'm being naive when it comes to this. We just see NFL players play games on Sunday and then turn around and play games on Thursday. We saw this happen just, what, last week with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They played on Sunday, turn around, and smoked the Carolina Panthers on Thursday. That for some reason, God has blessed the bodies of NFL players to be able to do superhuman things. I don't know how they do it. I know I couldn't do it. That I don't really think this will have that big of an effect on the game. And I know that LA, they get the thing of being bandwagon fans and not loyal fans. I expect the Coliseum to be jumping for this one. The one thing we know about LA, very similar to most American cities, when something's hot and trendy, you will show up for it. The Rams are hot and trendy right now. Aside from LeBron, they're the biggest thing right now in Los Angeles. So now you get this game the same way they showed up for Rams and Rams and Vikings earlier in the season.
It's crazy.
And the Coliseum was crazy. I just saw this from a beat writer from Los Angeles. This is the first Monday night football game in Los Angeles at the Coliseum since October 28th of 1985.
Yeah.
That's a long time to go without a Monday night football game. And now you get the hottest ticket in town. Every celebrity is going to be there. There's not going to be a lack of juice and buzz and people fired up for this one. You got the hot shot Mahomes. You've got Jared Goff. You've got Todd Gurley. You've got LA. You've got the Hollywood. This is going to be this game is now bigger, in my opinion, because it got moved from Mexico City to Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's back in the States. I mean, hell, remember when they played the Packers and all those fans were out there? And they packed the place, too. I think there's going to be a bunch of Chiefs fans there. I think there'll be a lot of Chiefs fans there. But you're right, it's going to be the place to be. That night, I don't know if the Lakers play that night, but that's a bigger game than whoever the Lakers are playing. Wouldn't you agree? You got Rams, Chiefs at the Coliseum, first Monday night game in 30-some-odd years. Yeah, absolutely. It's a bigger game.
Let's go to the phone line. Which one you like, Jake or Ryan? Derek's not on the phone. Ryan in the OP. Go ahead, man.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm just trying to be calm right now. I'm about to throw a grown man tantrum. I've been looking forward to this for months and months. I'm like a blue-collar guy. I spent a lot of money on this. The LA. I mean, what am I going to do with my tickets? I've got hard copy tickets that are in Spanish. That are hard copy. I got them from StubHub. They're supposed to be refundable. What's going to happen if I decide to go to L.A.? Are all these fair weather trash L.A. sports fans going to buy up all these tickets and they're going to just oversell it? It's going to be some big cluster because I have tickets. Do you think I'll be able to use them at the gate in L.A. if I decide to go there?
Ryan, I don't want to tell you something right or wrong in this one. This is a StubHub question, my guy.
Yeah, no. Okay, so I mean, I like to get called before he's going to Mexico. He's just calm about it. He's going to go. I want to go to this game. I mean, has there been any new information broken? Any of these callers said anything about, like, I mean, am I just out the ticket, get a refund, and now the tickets are all open for sale again, and the Coliseum is just all, you know, you can just buy new tickets, you know?
It's a great question,
man. Thanks for the phone call, Ryan.
I would start with the Chiefs. That's who I would start with.
I just don't know.
Call the Chiefs ticket office, and they could probably point you in the right direction. That is a really, really good question. If you have a ticket to the game in Mexico City, is that good for the game out in L.A. at the Coliseum? That's a really, really good question. And that's the other part of it. He brought up a good point, man. I mean, Ryan in the OP, man, he was been planning this thing for months to go down there. You're talking about taking time off work, doing all sorts of stuff. That's a really great question. But I obviously don't know. CDOT doesn't know if your ticket.
That's just a Chiefs Rams question.
It's a Chiefs Rams NFL. That's not a drive question. But love to hear the answer to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this game and I legitimately think the game has more juice. I didn't think it was possible to give this game more juice. You've got the two best teams, two of the three best teams according to Steven Spector in the NFL. I mean, now you've got this situation just with Hollywood. I mean, it's going to be a who's who of there. Think about. You guys remember, what was it, 10, now 12 years ago, whenever USC was really, really good?
Oh, yeah.
Where
Matthew McConaughey on the sidelines.
Every single weekend, it was a who's on the sideline at the game. Jay-Z was at the last Rams game.
Floyd Mayweather was front row on Sunday against the Seahawks.
Right. Yeah.
This is going to be a you call in your connects. It's going to be a who's the biggest celebrity in L.A., Hollywood kind of thing of can you get tickets? How close to the field are you? Are you on the field scenario? I don't know if that was going to happen in Mexico City. I'm not saying that no celebrity was going to be there. It's a big football game. But now you put this game in Hollywood at the Coliseum for the first time since 1985. It is going to be a who's who of celebrity. ESPN is going to constantly be panning to who is at Chiefs and Rams. This is the biggest regular season game the Chiefs have played in. I would say this is bigger than the Chiefs and Patriots game a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Last year, not a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, the Chiefs won that game, so it's big to us in Kansas City. Yeah. But yeah, in terms of league-wide, I mean, you've got a young star in Patrick Mahomes who's going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week in L.A. So you've got the Chiefs have stars in Kelce and Hill and Hunt and Patrick Mahomes and going into LA. Yeah, I mean, I think from an NFL perspective, maybe we – I mean, there's a chance we might be giving them a little bit too much credit for doing it for player safety when they move it back to L.A. and it becomes a bigger game than it was in Mexico City, you know? I mean, because you're making great points, C-Dot. Celebs are going to be out, all eyeballs. Now everybody's talking about it. I guarantee you right now on the nightly news, the national nightly news, this is going to be a story. All right, now everybody in the United States, even if you're a football fan or not, you're talking about this. And now you move it to Hollywood. And if it was Green Bay in the and if it's Green Bay's home game and you move it to Green Bay, maybe it's not that big a deal. But you put it in Hollywood, bam.
I'll give the NFL this is, and maybe I'll kind of walk it back a little bit. I think they were going to be in for a terrible time if they had played this game in Mexico City.
Absolutely.
Aside from all the other stuff, I mean, according to Adam Schefter, players did not want to play in the game and openly voiced it, and were telling their union rep, "Hey, go make sure everything's 100 before we step on the field." If they had said we're playing this game in Mexico City, and then tomorrow or Thursday when you put a microphone in front of a player's face,
I'm not going.
And then Kareem Hunt says, I'm not playing in this game. I don't feel comfortable going there. And that's on CNN. That's on ESPN. That's on FNN. And you can't get away from it. What do you do as the NFL? Can you live with, if you've taken as many PR hits as the NFL has over the last couple of years, having some of your prominent players in this say, I don't feel comfortable playing in this game. I don't think the NFL has done right by us. So, I mean, the NFL normally operates in self-preservation like most big companies in this scenario. It would have been an awful look for the NFL to have its big game of the season with its one of its biggest partners and television partners with ESPN, where a player comes out and says, I don't want to play in this game. I mean, what if it had been Jared Goff? What if it had been Patrick Mahomes in this? You'd have been in a very bad situation if you were the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think by moving it, they did the right thing. It's true. It's a win-win for the NFL, and you can't say that very often, right? Considering the way they've handled a lot of things, they protect their players by not playing on a crummy field that Shakira ruined with a concert, and they get the game moved to Hollywood, the number two market in the country, to put in the Coliseum, where, as Speck was pointing out, Floyd Mayweather was there last week. You had Jay-Z on the sidelines. I mean, this game's going to get more pub now than it ever would have in Mexico City.
Coming up, we'll get the latest report of the news to move the game from Mexico City to Los Angeles. And the Rams have released a little bit of ticket information. We'll share it with you and read it to you coming up. It's The Drive. Information is coming in hot and heavy right now. Keep it locked in right here on 610 Sports Radio for the latest on what's happening with Chiefs and Rams. Breaking news, the game has been moved from Mexico City. It will be played in Los Angeles at the Coliseum. It is their first Monday Night Football game at the Los Angeles Coliseum since 1985. It has been a long time for Los Angeles. Some ticket information. This is from Sam Farmer of the Los Angeles Times. Rams season ticket holders can log into their accounts and purchase their regular seats for Chiefs and Rams on Wednesday starting at 10 a.m. and can buy up to four more. Wednesday at 1 o'clock, ticket sales are open to the public. Another tweet from Sam Farmer of the Los Angeles Times. This is cool. Chiefs and Rams are working together to provide community partners tickets to first responders and people affected by the recent tragedies in Southern California. This recent tweet is from Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report. Team officials tell me a threat of a player boycott over field conditions is the main reason why the NFL moved the game from Mexico to Los Angeles. I say this all the time, that we live in a different era when it comes to player empowerment. That players, I think, for the first time are starting to realize they have way more power than they ever imagined, especially NFL players. Like, we talked earlier about the NFLPA and how it may be perceived to be weaker than some of the other ones. Man, baseball, they fought and struggled and held out and missed significant things to get the deal that they have now. NBA players, they have missed part of their season to get the incredible deal that they have right now. Football, they have never been as willing to go to the extremes the way the other sports have to get, I guess, equal treatment or more money when it comes to this kind of stuff. But I think we're living in a different era. Like, you might disagree with Le'Veon Bell, man. This is unprecedented what happened in the NFL. A player got franchise tag and said, I'm not playing for the franchise tag. I don't care that it's $14.5 million. I'm not showing up. I believe this report by Mike Freeman. It goes along with what Adam Schefter said earlier today. Players didn't want to play. I mean, what are you going to do in this game if Patrick Mahomes comes out and says, I'm not playing? What are you going to do in this scenario if Tyreek Hill says, I'm not playing in this game? That the players, I think, banded together on both sides. It wasn't just a Chiefs thing. I think it was both sides. And they threatened to not play in this scenario unless the game got moved. So the game got moved in that scenario. Like, the players are starting to realize we watch the games for them. So the power and leverage that they have is greater than I think they ever realized. We see it happen in college. It certainly happened in the NFL. Now players have more power than ever before.
Yeah, I texted Ryan Lilger, the former Chief, earlier today. You can hear him on Fesco in the mornings on Mondays at 7:30. And I asked him, I'm like, would you refuse to play in this game? Would you refuse to play in this game if it was played in Mexico City? And he said he would not, but he would support his teammates, whatever they wanted to do. You know, I think this situation is based. I look at it like this, C-Dot. The NFL, instead of having a lose-lose-win, they got a win-win-lose. What I mean by that is the league wins with PR. It wins with its players. Now it's going to lose with its fans that paid money to go down there. But you looked at it, it could have been a PR nightmare. Players pissed off. But the small portion of fans, and I say small portion because I'm assuming the majority of the people that were going to go to that game were from Mexico. You know, and the majority of the 85,000 people going to the Chiefs-Rams games were from Mexico. So what are you going to pick here? You want a win-win and a lose, or you want to go the other way? This way, the players are happy. You get a game in Hollywood where it's going to be talked about. It's off the charts. And you piss off a minority of fans that decided to spend their money and go down there. So I don't think the NFL really had any choice in this.
No, they didn't. I mean, the report from Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report, team officials tell me that threat of a player boycott over field conditions is the main reason why the NFL moved the game from Mexico. It's not like the NFL players just randomly decided, hey, you know what, I don't really want to go to Mexico City. I believe that the NFLPA went down there. I believe that team officials sent down there and relayed information and were like, man, that feels not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what happened last week with Cooper Kupp. Look what happens if you get injured in this scenario. The field isn't up to it. And I think we see time and time again that NFL players, the next time that the CBA is up, it's going to be the hardest fight the owners have ever had when it comes to players. Just look at what happens with holdout. Look at what happened with franchise tag and how players are fighting it more than ever before. And we don't really talk about it a whole lot. I think that football players are tired of seeing how NBA players get treated, that average NBA players make more money than they'll ever make in their careers, and a guy like Clayton Kershaw makes $200 million guaranteed, and they're thinking, why can't we get that money?
Yeah, but that's not totally realistic, though, man. How many guys are on an NBA roster? 13, 14, 15? And you got 53 guys on an NFL roster.
Agreed.
You got 25 men on a baseball roster. I mean, they're never going to get that kind
of money. No, you're right. But you would agree, though, the deal that the NFL players have when the team can cut you for pretty much any reason, fail you on a physical, your contract's not guaranteed, you fight for guaranteed money. In the NBA, the moment you put on there, regardless of what happens, you're getting all that money that you signed for. In Major League Baseball, you get all that money that you signed for. Man, things are going to change in the NFL the next time that the CBA is up. I just think we're starting to see more like this of players, at least reportedly, come together to say, we were thinking about not playing in this game, that you can get a game move in a country in literally 24 hours. Man, it goes to show you if the players come together and decide we really want to do something, they can accomplish a lot.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's two teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not the entire league. And when you really want to get stuff done, you've got to have an entire league.
Of course.
You got to have all 32 teams, all those players in the union, you know, pulling on the same rope, pulling in the same direction, man. And that has never happened with the NFL. They've got the weakest union out of all of them. And maybe this helps change it, you know, because I do believe some of these guys with non-guaranteed money and the amount of money that the NFL is making, I don't necessarily believe you need to have a salary cap like you do in the NFL. They're printing money. I mean, they are absolutely printing money in the NFL. So I do think if the players want to do this, then they've got to lock you. Maybe this is a cornerstone moment for players in the NFL and the NFLPA. Look, the Chiefs and the Rams, they bonded together and said, hey, we're not going to go play this game. And look what happened. Look what we can do if we stay together. So maybe this is a tiny, like, one step to strengthening the union by saying, hey, we're not going to go down. We're going to boycott this game. We're not playing on that field.
Spectre's passing the information. The line has just reopened in Vegas. That certainly didn't take long. Believe me.
Yeah,
Vegas
of course, Spectre knows, too.
Vegas ain't missing no meals when it comes to betting on this game. The Rams, they are 3.5-point favorites now. I believe that was 2.5, maybe 1, depending on where you got
one,
the line. The line's been very weird over the last couple of days. All bets before the game was moved will likely be refunded, so Vegas is going to start over. If you caught the line at 1, you're certainly going to gamble again on this game. It's going to be a lot of money changing hands when it comes to this one. This will probably be one of the 5 highest bet games of the year in the NFL. Everybody's going to be watching it. It's Monday Night Football. It's the Rams. It's the Chiefs. It's going to be a lot of offense, a lot of scoring in this one. Vegas is going to clean up in this one. And we're talking solely from an on-the-field standpoint. This is a bad thing for the Chiefs. If the Chiefs had, it was a 50-50, maybe 52, 48% chance of winning if the game was in Mexico City. A virtual coin flip. Now it's a 55% Rams advantage, 45% Chiefs advantage if you're going solely off the numbers in Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas gets stuff wrong all the time, though.
Of course.
I mean, the Chiefs have been killing Vegas all year long. I mean, haven't they? So the Vegas line to me, that doesn't really tell me a whole lot when it comes to how this game's going to play out. Truthfully, I mean, what is it, Speck? And you're more of a degenerate than anybody that I know when it comes to gambling. It's basically they consider it a coin flip, but if it's a home game,
you get 3 points for being at home.
You get 3 points.
So that's basically what this is.
So basically, it's a coin flip, and Vegas has got it at 3.5 right now.
That hook is dirty, though.
No, it absolutely is.
Dirty little hook.
That's how they build a Venetian. That hook is how they build a Venetian.
There's a reason why it's 3.5, not 3.
Yeah, of course, because, I mean, the Rams, just based on the number, they'll win by 3 points and you'll lose your money because you bet on the Rams. I want to make this point coming up on the other side when it comes to this game and why I think the Chiefs, it was already going to be tough to beat the Rams, one of the three best teams in the NFL. I think it's going to be even harder now that the game is played in Los Angeles. I'll explain coming up. It's the Drive. Back in, it is the Drive coming up in 15 minutes. We'll get to the top story of the day in Kansas City, but we're talking about the top story right now. It's Chiefs and Rams week. We threw that Arizona Cardinals game away. It's done. Out of sight, out of mind. It's Rams and Chiefs week, the biggest game in the NFL so far this season, probably the entire season. It is a tremendously huge game, a real Super Bowl preview potentially. When it comes to Chiefs and Rams, if you missed it, the game has been moved from Mexico to Los Angeles. I was reading a story from a Los Angeles writer. They did a quick little write-up on the news right now. Everybody's kind of reacting to it as it just came down a couple hours ago. This is a really big show-us game when it comes to the NFL in Los Angeles. We can agree the perception amongst NFL fans and probably some owners is that that Los Angeles is not an NFL city. Los Angeles does not care about the NFL. They care about the Lakers. They care about the Dodgers. They care about Hollywood and warm weather. That is not a football place. I think they care about USC when they're really good.
Yeah.
But it is not a football place. Man, if you can put 75,000 people in the Coliseum in essentially 5 days, and there aren't a lot of Chiefs fans there, and it's decked out in Rams, and you create a true home field environment for Los Angeles, I think that can really change a lot of perceptions amongst NFL fans and people in front offices that the NFL will not work in Los Angeles. I don't think the NFL will ever have two teams in Los Angeles. I guess I'll change it. I don't think the LA is ever going to support two NFL teams, but I think there is a chance that the NFL with the Rams can work in Los Angeles. If you can't put 75,000 people in the Coliseum for this game, you're not a true NFL market. Because if this game was played at Arrowhead, if they had announced.
You'd be jammed.
If they had announced, hey, it can't be played in Los Angeles because of the fires. It can't be played in Mexico City. We're going to give that the home game to the Chiefs. It'd be 80,000 people at Arrowhead on Monday night. I don't care what the weather would be. Chiefs fans would show up for that one to give them an advantage. And the Chiefs would win that game, in my opinion. You were getting the exact same thing in Los Angeles. You were anticipating to watch this game on television. It's certainly going to be a hot ticket. It's going to be a who's there. If you are a true NFL city and a true market, if you're a Rams fan or care about football in Los Angeles, you will find a way to make it into the Coliseum on Monday night.
Yeah, I think LA is turning into a pretty good NFL city. I'm not kidding you. I mean, if you look at some of the crowds and you watch some of those Ram games on TV, I mean, that place is pretty packed. Like, almost as packed as you can get that Coliseum. And I know they, on one side of the end zone, they sort of block it off, but that stadium is huge. I think they're getting there. You have to remember, the NFL hasn't been in L.A. for a long, long time. And as you mentioned before, C-Dot, this will be the first Monday Night Football game in L.A. since 1985. The NFL has changed since Vince Ferragamo and Jim Everett were the quarterback of the Rams. And I think the city of L.A. gets it. The other part of it, too, I think the Rams, unlike the Chargers, have done it the right way. They understand L.A. The Rams get it. The Rams know that if you're going to win big and you're going to get people to show up, you need stars. And we can say that Les Snead and the GM of the Rams and the Rams have been super aggressive about going out and get players, but that's what that city wants. That's what you need to make it work. I'm sorry, Melvin Gordon's not going to do it for the Chargers, but you go get Ndamukong Suh, you got Aaron Donald and Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters and Todd Gurley and Jared Goff and a 34-year-old coach, you know, that looks like he could be a star in Hollywood. You got something. So I think the Rams are doing a bunch of things the right way to get people to want to come out. And now they've got a damn good football team at 9-1, and you're giving them an extra home game. So it's one of the most talked about things throughout the country. It's the biggest story in the NFL right now. And now you're gonna put a big game in Hollywood. I think it's gonna work in LA for him.
But I do think though part of the perception right now when it comes to Los Angeles is it's a little bit of a visitor stadium. You know how Kentucky in college basketball they will come and take over your stadium.
Sure.
I think there is a perception amongst NFL fans that hey.
Well, the Packers did that when the Packers were there.
Cowboys did it when they've been there before. The Steelers have done it before. Like, some fan bases will come and take over your venue. We see it happen to the Chargers seemingly every single week
We see it happen to the Royals when they're not very good, when Red Sox and Yankees fans roll in. So I get it.
The stadium is big enough that there is going to be Chiefs contingency. We see how Chiefs fans do with games in Los Angeles whenever the Chargers play at StubHub Arena.
Yeah.
So Chiefs fans are certainly going to be here for this. Man, if it's 30,000, 35,000 Chiefs fans, that's not a good look for Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to be, for them, a 90% Los Angeles Rams crowd, to me, to really show that football is truly hot in Los Angeles. Again, you're getting the game of the year. 9-1 Rams at home, 9-1 Kansas City Chiefs, a game that's going to have a lot of points. This game screams Showtime Lakers. This game screams 45-42, high scoring, watching two great offenses. If you can't get excited about this game, if you're a football fan in Los Angeles, there's no football game you can ever get excited about. If you can't find the money, if you're in Los Angeles, for all the high price stuff you buy out there. I went to Pinkberry one time in Los Angeles, $9 for a frozen yogurt. If you can't find the money to get in for this one, I'm telling you, football's not for you, because we agree.
Yeah.
If they announced this game was played at Arrowhead and they announced tickets on sale the same way, tomorrow at 10 o'clock for Chiefs season ticket holders and then 1 o'clock to the general public, that game would be sold out by 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chiefs fans would buy that thing. It's the biggest game in Arrowhead in 15 years. There's no doubt in my mind that game would be sold out. It needs to be very similar in the Coliseum for the Rams tomorrow.
One of my really good friends was a producer at the Fox affiliate, like the local news affiliate in L.A., and he was a sports producer, and he used to tell me this. He goes, they would get like 3 minutes for sports, and you're talking, you got the Dodgers, you got the Lakers, you got the Kings, the Ducks, the Angels, you got just USC, UCLA, you got all this stuff. And he would tell me, he goes, man, Phyllis Diller dies and we lose everything. I mean, that's all they talk about on the local news, and that's it. So you've got to be able to compete with Hollywood if you're going to be a sports team in L.A., and I think the Rams are doing that. I think the Rams are doing it the right way to get people excited. You got stars, and you got a really good football team with a chance to win a Super Bowl. You know, I think that's what makes it really exciting. And you put a Monday night game in Hollywood out there in L.A., and I haven't talked to any of the Chiefs players. I don't know how they feel about this, but I know what dudes like going to L.A. You know, and I bet you they're more psyched up about going to L.A. to play this game than they would be to Mexico City.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I really think the sideline is going to be a who's who. I think it's going to be the biggest celebrities in Hollywood, the biggest people that matter. I mean, the Lakers don't play on Monday night. LeBron is going to be on the field for this game. Jay-Z is going to be there. Beyonce could be there. I'm saying the biggest stars possible are going to be at this game. It's going to be the it thing to do in Los Angeles on Monday night.
Which is a big deal. You're telling me a football game in L.A. is going to be the it thing to do. I mean, when's the last time that happened?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't happened in a long time. This is the first Monday night football game in the Los Angeles Coliseum since 1985. It is going to be a tremendous environment in Los Angeles, a game that I'm really, really looking forward to. Man, I look at this game. I don't think this is a good thing for the Kansas City Chiefs. I know you don't put a lot of stock into Vegas, but I think this game is now harder for the Chiefs that now it is a home game for it.
Yeah, probably.
If it's going to have the kind of buzz and energy that I think it would be. I think it's going to be a really, really difficult environment. Probably the most difficult environment the Chiefs have played in so far this season. I would even say more difficult than at New England and more difficult than the Monday night game against the Denver Broncos earlier this season. I think this is going to be the toughest environment the Chiefs play in so far this season at Los Angeles.
You think it's going to be the toughest environment, really?
I think so.
I mean, because I think the crowd is a little bit offset from the stadium. I don't think it's a super loud stadium, is it? I mean, I don't feel like you're going into Denver on a Monday night, right? I don't think that. By the way, Chiefs tickets are going to go on sale to the public at 3 o'clock Central Time. When is that? Tomorrow, Spec? Wednesday, excuse me. So tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Chiefs tickets are going to go on sale to the public at Rams.com on Wednesday. So 3 o'clock tomorrow, if you want to go out to that game, go to Rams.com and you can start getting
Rams.
The Rams.com tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and you can start getting your tickets. If you got a wild hair and you want to make a trip out there, go do it. And here's another little nugget for a few history buffs out there. You guys know there's more history than recent history. I tell you guys that all the time. Super Bowl I was played out there in the Coliseum. So I'm gonna really enjoy seeing the Chiefs play in L.A. at the Coliseum against the Rams.
No, it's going to be a really, really fun game. It's going to be it's the game of the year. Like, I remember last year when the Patriots played the Steelers, how big that game felt. It felt like a playoff-type atmosphere. I actually thought that was the best game of the season up until the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I thought that was the best NFL game that we saw. I think this has a chance to be two heavyweight, two of the best teams in the NFL. I think it has a chance to mirror the game we saw in New England with the Chiefs and the Patriots. Two offenses you know can score a lot of points. I don't think there's going to be a lot of punting in this one. I think this is going to be maybe one of the more aggressive games offensively that you see all season. This is not going to be a game that you punt the ball on fourth and inches. You need to be going for it. You need to be aggressive. You need to score at least 35, 38 points to win this game. This is the highest over-under in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, well, has that changed, Speck? Do we know? Has the over-under changed at all?
No, 63.5.
63.5. Okay. I was curious if that would affect that. I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, it's going to be the most hostile. I mean, people disagree on the text line. I think it's going to be a hostile environment. I think you guys are kind of underselling how Los Angeles will come out for this one. I remember what used to happen at USC when USC was good during the Matt Leinart days and the Reggie Bush days, and when USC was what Alabama is right now, and that was a difficult environment, and USC fans really showed out for it. I think it's going to be something very, very similar Monday in Los Angeles. Coming up in just a bit, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City as the breaking news of the day. Chiefs and Rams has moved from Mexico City to Los Angeles. We'll keep the conversation going. It's the draft.